we're at the Chamber of Commerce, the Russian River Chamber of Commerce, which backs up right to the Russian River. There are thousands of homes and hundreds of businesses that were impacted by the flooding here, with some residents losing everything to those rising waters. Linda Hopkins is the Sonoma County Supervisor who represents Guerneville, Rio Nita, and the Forestville areas, and she joins us live now here in the Chamber of Commerce. When was the last time you slept?
I don't really sleep more than a couple hours at a time, but I have a five-week-old baby, so I would be up anyway, even if I weren't up texting constituents and trying to quarterback resources.
What are you hearing from people? I mean, we've heard some stories about people who have lost everything, but you must have gone out to some of these homes and waded through the floodwater. What are they telling you?
People are honestly terrified. They have nowhere to go. A lot of them are crashing on friends' houses right now, you know, couches, and they don't know how long that's going to last. We literally have people who can't even afford to go to the store and buy groceries at this point in time. And so we're distributing grocery gift cards, Visa cards, just things that people can replace their very, very basic essential belongings.
And it's not even clear that they have a refrigerator to put those groceries in, right?
No, and that's what I was actually just talking to some service providers about yesterday. What we really need actually are hot meals, because people don't even necessarily have the ability to cook or to actually keep that food refrigerated. So, you know, we're in crisis mode right now.
Are there organizations, charities that are calling you and saying, hey, how can we help? And sometimes you get inundated by that, and managing that's kind of difficult as it is.
Yeah, you know, we've received a lot of offers for volunteers. We really need volunteers with trucks in particular, people who have the ability to actually help remove some of the flood debris from people's homes and then drive it to the dumpster sites that we're providing for free around the lower Russian River. So if you've got a truck and you've got a, you know, strong arm or strong back, and you're willing to come out and help, we would love to have you.
What part of the population may be unable to be able to move all that stuff themselves? I mean, I don't know if there are elderly people who not only do not have a truck, they don't actually have, you know, the resources to be able to move an old soaked mattress out onto the highway.
We do have a lot of seniors who are living on fixed incomes and don't have access to a truck. I mean, I got an email from someone who literally had a piano show up in their yard, and they had no way of removing that piano. What do you do when a piano shows up in your yard and you're in your 80s and you have no capacity to remove that debris?
You call the fire department, right?
Right.
What do they do?
Yeah, no, it's a really tough situation. We also have people who have propane tanks who have washed up in their yard. Luckily, we do have the state going through actually today to remove hazardous debris. So they'll be picking up propane tanks, you know, paint thinner, chemicals, those kinds of things. But that's not the bulk of it, right? The bulk of it are the ruined mattresses, the, you know, dishwashers or, you know, laundry washers, dryers, big appliances, furniture, that kind of thing. And we don't have a solution to get that from people's curbsides to the dumpsters just yet.
Speaking of the hazardous waste, I mean, you think about, like, isn't it all kind of hazardous, really?
It truly is. And we're advising people to avoid contact with the floodwaters. I mean, there were chemicals. We know that there were, you know, septic systems and sewage overflows in this water. So it's extremely hazardous and health, and we encourage people to wear, you know, cover up, wear gloves, wear, you know, a rain jacket, try to protect yourself and not come into contact with the sediment and with the water.
So even though the river has receded and maybe it's not really raining right now, clearly there's a lot to be done. And I think maybe people, do they get a false sense of security? They go, oh, you know, the water's gone down, I don't have to worry, or I can just scoop this stuff up myself and not wear protective boots or something.
Yeah, no, it's really important to stay vigilant. And, you know, in some ways people say, okay, well, it rained yesterday, and it both sort of caused a tremendous amount of anxiety because we have a lot of active mudslides and landslides that could have been reactivated by that rainstorm. And some people were saying, well, hey, at least it washed off some of the muck from the storm. So it was kind of, you know, half of one, you know, six of one, half dozen of the other.
So from your perspective, I mean, at what point will you start to feel better that things are being taken care of? I mean, you've got a ways to go.
We have months, honestly, and I will not feel better until everyone is back in their homes and our business are open for business. Right now we have a lot of people who are out of work, so they literally now have they might have lost all of their belongings, and they also lost their place of employment, so they have no income coming in. So people are in a world of hurt right now, and they're going to need help for months. And some of these businesses, especially if you're a restaurant and you have to re-go through, you know, all of the public health component to make sure that you're safe to be able to open for business, that's a high bar to set, right? You've just been inundated with contaminated sediment, and you need to make sure that everything is sterilized in order to reopen your restaurant or food facility. So it could take months for some of these businesses to get back open.
Are you worried about a diaspora? People just splitting?
I am concerned. I've actually already heard from some people who say, you know, they weren't here for the last big flood, right? And so for them, this was a really big wake-up call, and they say, I'm out. You know what? I can't take this. But we also have a tremendous sense of resilience, and the folks who have been through this before, they're helping their neighbors who maybe haven't gone through this before. And so we're resilient. I really believe this community will stay strong and will come back even stronger.
We're going to wish you luck. We're going to keep track of this. That was Linda Hopkins. She's a Sonoma County Supervisor representing Guerneville, Rio Nido, and the Forestville areas.